the JSP journalistic standards and practices, there is specific language around depiction of graphic images and violence. And so that's the JSP for us is, you know, it's kind of a living and breathing document. We, you know, we know it exists and we sort of refer to it like literally. If I were to go into my news director right now and say, hey, we've got a request for anonymity and I will, you know, I'm making the pitch for it. I believe that we should go ahead, but he's the person who has the sign off on it ultimately on those particular questions. He would literally call it up and we'd look at it together and read the language around that particular, you know, area of interest. And so we definitely did that in this case. The framework that has been set out for us as journalists, and right now the CBC is, they go through it every, I think it's 4 or 5 years, and try to refresh it and make sure that, you know, everything in there is still true and is still relevant. But the framework that is set out for us as journalists within that JSP guide is just incredibly helpful because, you know, it gives you latitude and you're still making choices based on, you know, the values of the CBC and your own, you know, ethical code. That it would never force you into publishing a video like that, for example. But it just gives you such good questions, you know, sort of gut check questions to ask yourself. It really is invaluable. And